Jesse, Jalous, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful, you're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
Hello and welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalous. And you're listening.
Happy Athlete Day.
Wow, that's so true.
Isn't it so true? Now, let me just explain to you all. You all know our journey of being athletes, obviously. I'm back at tennis. I'm a tennis pro. For those of you who don't follow me on social media or miss my story last week, I was moved up in a class. Thank you so much. They said, you are not advanced beginner. You are intermediate. And I said, thank you. I'm very good.
Thank you for knowing.
Yes, absolutely. And so then the gentleman, because I am out of shape, the gentleman said, she's out of shape at one point when we had to change a drill. And that was just a fun, humbling moment. So I'm really
somebody asked why we have to change the drill. And he said that it's because you're out of shape. And that is a fact. He could have said,
is that necessary?
He could have lied. He really could have lied.
Or he could have said, we're just changing. We're switching.
But for him, he said, she needs to know this. And you know what?
I think we all already knew it. Well, we all saw it. Like plain as day.
This bitch
was out of shape.
Yes. Well, but he wanted you to know that he knew.
Well, I heard him loud and clear. But I will say, you're going to be jealous because I did go to a makeup class this morning at 9 a.m.
I'm sorry.
I don't do before 9. We know that. No. I don't get up before 9, but I did for this and for jobs. I will. And it was all middle-aged women. And it was
a dream. Oh, I bet you were in shape.
I didn't have to calm down. I'll tell you that. Like, we had a wonderful pace. It was a woman instructor who I loved. She was fantastic. You'll never guess. Her name is Lucy. So we know we love her already.
Wow.
And then I made a friend, Barbara. And she wanted, Jesus. We exchanged phone numbers. So
you
we
and
could
Barb?
Play
wow.
more. Barbara. Barbara
well, I'm
going to
call her Barb.
Aren't you so excited? And she... When I
maybe
gave
you
my...
do the early class because that's when the Barbs are there.
That's what I'm doing next. So I
thank
have
God.
To the finish out this month. I still have my Wednesday afternoons, but then June, July, I'm Monday mornings, 9 a.m.
Incredible. And for those of you wondering how I'm an athlete, I, of course, am one. But today I rollerbladed and I am back to Orange Theory and I'm not sick anymore. And thank God for that.
Thank God for that. But I think you have so much joy when you go rollerblading. That brings you so much happiness when you go.
I had such a fun morning this morning, just rollerblading around.
Yeah.
Listening to music, flying. I feel like I'm flying.
Flying.
And I even did the thing.
Weightless.
I was going around the track, like, to the left. And when you do that, like, I can feel it on my left side a lot. So then I switched and did the other way, too.
Look at that. Balance that shit out.
Just so I'm not totally muscular only on one side.
Absolutely. I try to do that when I go to the boxing class. Ooh, bless you.
Thank you.
When I go to boxing, I change up because I'm like, this is very one-sided. Yeah. Feels weird. Anyways, we're athletes.
Smart. We're athletes.
Oh, we are athletes.
We're lovers. We're athletes. We're
fighters.
We're friends. We're everything.
And you know what else we are?
What?
We're two ladies that went out on a Saturday night.
We are two absolute, what do you call people? Young people?
Young. I think young is the word.
Young. First of all, friend of the show, literal Mr. Friend. Had
Alex.
A birthday party.
Yes.
And we were invited. And we said, turn down for what?
Excuse me. You were invited and kindly extended the invitation to me. And it was a karaoke.
It was a karaoke birthday, which it had been a while since I'd gone. Uh-huh. But what a fun time it was.
It truly. Well, first of all, we did plan well.
Yeah, we did. For knowing who we are.
Listen, we know who we are. Everyone else knows who we are. We don't need to be fools and think that we're going to like leave one of our homes to go to a birthday.
And it was raining.
It was raining.
And that's when, if you have a birthday when it's raining, that you're the true champs come out.
They
okay?
truly do. They truly do. Like, but yeah, so we had, you got your hair cut.
I got my hair cut earlier that day because I literally couldn't get a haircut for like 10 days. Yes. And that was a day I could do. And I thought, how great. I'll already be perfect. In the city. I'll make Claire come meet me, of
which
course.
Which I did.
And then we'll get dinner. And then we'll go to
Nordstrom
karaoke.
Rack.
Well, oh yeah, we did go to Nordstrom Rack.
We did have a little time to kill, so
but
we went to
did.
Nordstrom
Rack. I got some really cute shoes Very and cute some sunglasses. Shoes.
Yes,
Sorry.
You did.
I'm gonna wear heels more this summer. It's the summer of heels.
Wow, we got lots
thighs,
of
tits, and heels.
Summer ofs, you
know. For me, yeah,
it's the summer of thighs,
tits, and heels.
Tits and heels. Okay. Okay, we're doing it.
We're doing it.
I'm having the summer of tennis.
Okay. But what are you celebrating about yourself?
That I can make a whole hour without needing to sit down and think I'm going to die.
Okay, summer of endurance.
There we go.
Okay, summer of endurance. Good for you.
Summer of endurance. Thank you so much. So, nonetheless, we made it. We got there on time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were on time.
Because you also made a very good point. It's like you can go to a birthday party. Like you should be either on time, be part of the beginning, or you can be the late crew.
You're one of the other crew. And I said, first of all, because he was getting a room, I said, I don't think you want to be late. I think you want to be on time.
A room is tricky. Yeah. Because there's nothing worse than like, okay, we're going to this room I'm paying for and there's two of us.
Horrific.
You know, or like, whatever. So, yeah. So we were part of the early crew. And then, you know, you all know that I am a host.
I do. I personally do. Yeah.
You know that I will make sure I will fill space.
Out of fear.
Out of fear and just try to make other people feel comfortable.
Because you're scared for them.
I am scared for them. And I also, absolutely. You know, when the energy is like a little quiet, everyone's a little nervous.
Yeah.
Girl, I will be the one that's stupid so that other people feel like, okay, I can be stupid too.
Oh, I've seen you at events. I've seen you at drag shows. I've seen you meeting new people. I've seen you at shows. And I said, no one's going to be better than Claire at karaoke, even though I said to myself, Claire's going to lose her voice. I thought for sure at the beginning, I thought, because I was trying specifically not to scream. So I don't lose my voice because I haven't gone to a live karaoke thing in years because I would get sick after every single time losing my voice. So I was like, I really don't want to lose my voice. Thank God there was a tambourine there.
It really, the tambourine saved your day.
I became the tambourine girl
and really did.
I took that job to heart.
Yes.
I said, I'm going to tambourine. I haven't even checked if I have bruises on my hips from literally tambourining so hard at points where
absolutely.
I said, I'm going to bleed, but I'm going to hit it on the beat.
I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You were very good with that. I did lots of screaming. Thankfully, I have been trained.
Oh.
And how to scream. To save
that
your
is
voice.
Really good.
But I can't.
And you also did some invisible drums, which I thought
was fun.
I did
do some invisible drumming. I did because there were some songs. It was very much love, love, love. First of all, Alex is great. We know. We all met him.
And what a great suit.
Oh, he had a wonderful suit.
I said to myself, and Alex, I hope you're listening.
Hope so.
Great. I was like, gosh, I hope that. I don't know why
Silent.
Guys don't. Wear nice suits.
It's stupid.
Because to me, I say, I take notes, sir, and I appreciate
you just
that.
You look fucking classy.
Why aren't we all classy all the time?
Why are we not classy all the time?
I mean, I am, but a lot of other people can't
exactly.
keep up. But yes. Anyhow, I was impressed. I was like one of the best suits I've seen on a guy in a really long time.
Very good. It was very good. And his friends were an absolute delight. So nice. Many of them had listened to the episode when he was on, which I feel like is just evidence of
how sweet they
are. How sweet they are, but how much they like him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that was just like a very nice energy. Everyone was so friendly.
Yeah.
But a number of the songs I did not know at all because they were boy songs.
They were boy songs. And like I don't Linkin know, South Park.
Well, there was a South Park. There was Puddle of Mud. There was Creed.
Know.
I don't know those songs.
I don't know those songs. I simply don't.
So those were the times I would air drum.
Yeah. And I would tambourine.
Yeah.
But we did sing Summer Loving.
We did. Not my finest performance. But
not mine either. But we did it.
You know, we did it. Everyone sang along. It was fun.
I think it was a good crowd pleaser. And that's what we were there to do.
Because it was still early.
And it was early.
We're doing it.
You know, it's nerve-wracking, I'll say, for myself to get up and sing.
But it's fun when you can do two people.
I love a duet for that reason. I'm like, please, oh God, don't let me be by myself up there.
Yeah. I mean, even singing just a regular song with two people is very lovely, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then we sang Piano Man together.
Absolutely. And that
to
was
close
also
out the night. And that was nothing but fun. So it was quite a treat. I had so much fun.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, before going in, I was already very tired.
I know.
But
me too.
We rallied.
But boy, did we rally. And then, like, you know when you were young? And
when
like I know I used to like go out and like dance or something, and then I would be so sweaty. I'd be like, wow,
so sweaty.
I am drunker because I'm dehydrated, and B, I was always like, I'm so thin because I'm sweating so much. And there was one point in there I said, I'm working. I have sweat and I am working.
Well, you were using your arms very well with the tambourine.
Girl, I really wish you guys I had a video.
I'm sorry I didn't get a video of you.
It's fine.
You were
knows on
it. You were doing so well with the videos and the pictures.
Yes, I was. I think it's very fun to do.
It is nice. It's especially nice when it's your birthday.
Yeah.
To have someone taking pictures for you. I love that.
I know. I hate to say, I literally hate to brag right now, but one of the pictures that I took for Alex is now his new Facebook photo. I meant his new Instagram photo. So I'm like, oh my God, I did it. Like, I did it.
Which
was my goal the whole time.
Well, I hope he's using it on his profile too.
I would
on
hope
the Hinge,
so. Yeah, because I'm like, you're wearing a suit. Like, put it on.
Good.
There.
And karaoke, like, it's fun. You're a fun.
Oh my
person.
God. Karaoke, he's a fun guy. He likes to sing.
Hello.
Hello.
So, and then we, once the room was done, we did end up at a diner because
We were hungry at that point. I was dehydrated.
Yeah.
I had already had 3 beers. I literally can't keep drinking.
No.
And
you were
walk
done.
Home.
No. Well, you're not walking. How am you crazy fool?
No.
Yeah. So, but it was so exciting. I mean, we didn't have, like, we mixed and mingled among the friends.
Yeah, we did.
Which was so fun.
So fun.
It's just, I'm reminded on the occasion that, like, other people are nice.
Yeah.
That you don't always
meet especially them. Yeah, it's especially quick, I think good when it's a birthday party, so like everyone's there for one person or a reason.
Yeah.
It makes it easier to be like, "Hi."
Yeah. And honestly, like karaoke is whether you like it or not, because there are some people that aren't huge fans or just don't want to do it. It is a wonderful activity.
Yeah, it is.
So
a
that
good
when there are people
activity
who don't know each other or whatever, like you don't, it's not that you have to forcefully try to make conversation with people. Like it happens, thankfully, because all these people are nice, but you don't always know. Like
you really don't always know.
So I appreciated that. So it was
me
nice
as
and
well.
Fun. So while we had fun, somebody else has been having fun.
Well, as everybody knows, Mr. Film has been away.
Yes, which has been perfect timing, I believe.
It has been perfect timing, but it also was like kind of interesting because I was like, huh, we're going to see like how are we going to text
what's
a lot?
What's the communication?
Yeah, because he's out of the country too. It's like, I don't know. And I don't remember what day it started.
And like for work. So it's, you know.
Yeah, but for work. And yeah. Anyhow, but I don't remember when it started, but we started doing like FaceTime calls.
What the hell?
Like, I know.
I just can't even. I can't.
I also can't even. The first time he like, I was like, what in my
you
head?
You weren't expecting it?
But here's the thing. I am one of those people that like I famously, if I normally didn't see someone for 10 days and there isn't a lot of communication, I would have like gone cold and be like, forget who he is.
Yeah.
But I feel like very connected to him. I feel like I know about his trip. Like he's coming back tomorrow and he invited me to like see him like that night.
Like who
in does
their right
that?
Mind says, I'm traveling from Italy.
Yeah, I mean, that's
I'd
a
like
guy,
to see
a
you
guy
after.
Who can handle well, that. True. I would be like, don't talk to me for 4 days. I'll be sleeping and recovering.
I can't.
But.
Which in fact, we did on our return. From
absolutely.
Portugal.
So I'm feeling really excited about him. Like I was just
so you've
really
been in. You have been in constant communication since he's been gone.
Yeah, pretty much.
And spoke at FaceTime multiple times. So like there hasn't been a beat skipped.
No.
And then you're going to see him tomorrow.
And then I'm going to see him tomorrow.
Excuse
now,
me.
What's funny about tomorrow?
Okay.
A little bit. Just a tad. Just a
just
little.
Just a smidge.
Just a little. Ha ha. Because as we'll recall, second date ended really steamy.
Yes.
Then the third date became a sick hangout, which is great. We love a sick
we
day.
We love that.
And that was
snotty,
really important.
Snot.
It was important.
Yes.
But okay. So then now we're going to see each other again after this. Now
right.
What's funny
Ten
is.
Days.
Uh-huh. Cut to a week ago.
Okay.
Yours truly was under the knife, if you can believe it.
Right. Now, you...
by that, I do mean a colonoscopy.
Is
I believe is
called?
How you say it. A colonoscopy. Something like that. It's like where they had to test something on my cervix.
Like they're checking some cells.
Check
on your
some
cervix.
Cells. Good news is everything is okay. Your girl is good. But my doctor said to me, and I quote, and I didn't know this going in. Not that that would have deterred me, but I just simply didn't know. And she said, no, like nothing is allowed in your vagina, including a tampon,
right.
for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Nothing can pass.
No,
in.
No.
Nothing
go
goes
and
in.
And collect $200.
Nothing.
It can't.
I'm on a freeze. And what's really ironic... really ironic. I don't know if this is God telling me to slow down. Okay,
you already
with people,
are slowing down, but
and
yes.
I am slowing down. But it's also like the day that I would be almost clear. It's like a it's like my period is also coming. So it's
which
a storm,
is going to be so exciting.
It's a storm of brewing,
uh-huh.
which is like a 3 week freeze essentially. Which now, normally I love to have sex on my period. The first time.
First time, maybe
know.
If it's at the end or something, but not like
yeah, not the beginning. Unless, listen, I who knows? Caution to the wind. If he says like I'm obsessed with it, I'll be like, forget everything.
We're on it. But after the 2 weeks,
but so I can't. I haven't told him yet because it just didn't come up.
Right. Well, you didn't when he asked about the procedure, like, or he didn't know that, right?
He
just
didn't
knew
know
you were
that,
going to the doctor
and then when I
something.
Said it, he sort of, you know, it was like, there was no further question. I said, like, I'm proud of myself. I had this today.
Okay.
You know? And I didn't
so
say
he
what.
Probably
I just
was
said
like,
a procedure. No one said anything.
So instead of, that would have been, some would have said, that would have been the perfect opportunity to
it
be like,
it was over
Haha.
Text, though.
Right. But also, it doesn't matter. It's not like you have to prep him.
I don't need to prep him.
No.
Honestly, I could just say, and honestly, I guess I am going to say that we're only kissing for 3 weeks.
Honestly, yes.
Well, 1 week has passed, so it's only one more week. But then
one
the
more
period.
Week.
So it could be. I think it's a little funny.
It's so funny.
It's funny to me because I'm like, wow, look at me.
Absolutely.
Like 3 dates
the
in and we've only kissed. I am a virgin.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, you might be.
No,
but you are. It'll be. Look at that. I mean,
what I find fascinating is that you've been nervous to tell him.
Here's what's funny, and I caught myself doing this because I was thinking about it, and this is like where we've got some old trauma with like
sex
and dating and stuff, because a part of me wants to be like, this is like, you know, in college when you'd be like, hey, I just found out I got my period, so if you want to hang out another time, it's okay.
I'd be like, great, bye.
So like there was a part of me that's like, oh gosh, should
I? If you can't have sex, why would you want to hang out with me?
But see, I don't feel like that because we haven't had sex yet. So it's like, that's not on the table yet. And also it's never on the table. But
there's still something there.
I think it's like, I just wanted to say it, but I will just say it when I see
it. But also you don't have to prep him when you see him.
No, I don't.
You catch up. You
catch
tell
up.
Him.
We're going to catch up.
Even though you've been talking every day, but.
It'll
like still, it'll be different. Also, he may be so loopy.
He could be loopy as hell.
And he like has had stomach issues over there, right? So he may not feel great. So it may just, what a beautiful, like you just want to see each other. It doesn't have to be for anything else.
That's the thing. And it won't be.
Right.
And it actually won't be. So
but I hope you get, because I know you were saying you're supposed to get your period like right at the end of the 2 weeks, but I hope you get it before.
Yeah, me too.
So you can kind of knock it out a little.
That would be great, wouldn't it? And normally a great way to make your period come early is to have sex. So I'm like, I don't know how to make it. I don't know how to get it to come.
No one knows.
So and it's going to come whenever it wants. And knowing my period, the bitch she is, she's like, I'm going to wait.
You want me early?
I refuse.
You watch how late I can be.
And how heavy I'll be. How about
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
So
you can wear pads.
Okay, that's the other thing. Which I know, because like also now, because I asked her, my doctor, I'm like, did she really mean like
nothing?
And so, yeah, also then if my period does come early, I'm going to be back to diapers.
I know.
Like, you know, high school, middle school vibes.
Did you wear pads? And
I guess I probably learned like maybe freshman year.
Okay. Yeah.
Something like that. But it did take me a long time. And I feel like the first few times I did it, I was like, yeah, it just kind of feels weird the whole time. And people are like, so you're not doing it right.
Right. Keep going. Keep going.
I think you got a little nervous and stopped. Yeah, because it always had to do with swimming as a kid. That's how my mom got me to do it.
Because
I was like, no, thank you. I won't be using that.
Yeah.
And then she's like, then you can't go swimming. I was like,
damn it.
Fine. Give it to me.
I know that there was a time in high school that sophomore year. And I had some issue. I can't remember. I think it was a scrape. It wasn't the cervix thing. It wasn't that high up. I couldn't wear a tampon. And so I had to wear. And
for how
this
long?
Is for that period. Whatever amount of time that was. The worst part about it, of all, this was like back in the day when the pads were just like cushions.
Yeah.
Like couch cushions between your legs.
Yeah.
And like the length of my leg as well.
Yeah.
And so I was rehearsing in the school play.
Oh no.
And my number one crush, Derek. Thank you. He was a senior. I was obsessed with him. Which in hindsight probably wasn't very good to be doing anyway, but there was a moment where he like slapped my butt in the play.
Okay.
Also, probably not great.
What play is this? Yeah.
As You Like It.
You like it, I bet. I bet you liked it.
No, I take it back.
Okay.
No, I take it back. That was a different one. It was You Can't Take It With You.
Okay.
Yeah. Which was a fun farce. I was playing the maid, which is historically an African-American role. But because I went to a very white school.
Absolutely.
I got to do that, which was horrible. But nonetheless, this my crush, Derek, I was so obsessed with. And he was slapping my butt numerous times a day.
Numerous
times, because we do the scene number of times.
Well, it's important that you get that slap right.
You have to get the slap right. So I remember wearing these pads And I would like try to
the
smack
fear
my
of God.
I would like try to smack my own ass, like where he would, to see if I could feel it. It was
oh
so embarrassing.
God.
It was then, like so concerning, so like stress. Of course,
stressful.
He never said it. I mean, what's he gonna say? Like, no, I have no idea if he ever felt it. But I lived in constant horror.
Absolutely.
For the embarrassment of this
of what if
couch cushion between my legs.
The worst is like, yeah, and the stickiness on the side sometimes.
Yeah, it comes undone, then on your leg, then it's on your leg.
And then
leg.
You can hear, that's, I don't, I'm not looking forward to.
I'm excited for you.
I am excited for me.
They're much more thin now. They're much thinner.
Yeah, but what's funny is, to any of our guy listeners, this is really good for you to listen to and push yourself, okay? Push yourself. But I already have anxiety about, like,
leakage.
I think I have, like, what is a waterfall inside of me that I have, like, my Thinks underwear. I'm just always concerned I'm going to leave a blood trail with tampons in.
Well, I think we all are because we've had those moments. And then we're also told that it's disgusting and horrible and shameful. So it's like, of course there's that stress.
So I'm just, what I'm saying is, what an exciting week I'm going to have. Yeah, I'm going to be stressed. And then it's like, how do you feel cute when there's blood all
over? How do you feel cute? Well, first of all, it should just all be, you know, pretty contained.
Hopefully.
But yeah, it is kind of tricky. It's hard to, like with a tampon, I do feel like it's different. When it is hanging out on the outside of your body, I do feel like it's a little bit harder to be cute.
Yeah, I just, I mean, I don't know what this says about me, but I just feel cleaner when I use tampons.
Yeah.
And so I'm preparing.
Yeah.
To not feel that way.
That's fun.
And it's
I'm excited
fun.
For you.
It's fun because the fashion that I'm gonna bring.
Ooh, the fashion.
Maybe it'll make my butt look bigger. Maybe I'll put pads all on my ass.
Maybe that's a new listen, wear a diaper. Who says not to wear a diaper?
There was a purse that I saw that was a tampon pad. Like it looked like one.
A
and
tampon
I thought,
pad? What's that mean?
Absolutely. I meant bad. And I thought that's really funny, but that's a statement I don't want to make.
Okay.
I would have identified more with a tampon purse.
Certainly.
You see?
Certainly. Unless you were like, oh, this is, I don't do this, but look how, what a fun throwback.
What a fun throwback. LOL. What do you use?
Right.
So, yeah.
Start that conversation.
So that's this week for me. There's a little bit of fun anxiety. There's a little bit of fun. Will she, won't she?
Will she, won't she? And I think we know she won't. She shouldn't.
She really won't. I'm petrified.
No,
if I can't use
nervous.
A tampon, I'm like, I'm going to break my whole vagina.
Yeah, let's not do that. Please don't.
I'm not.
Please
I can't do that. I don't have the anxiety. I don't need that.
Yeah.
No sex would ever be worth that.
Yeah. No.
For me.
Not for you. Well, I think what was also very interesting is because you have been talking a lot to Mr. Film and like this seems it's going somewhat more rapid than others, even though you haven't seen each other, just because you're keeping in such communication, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But you did set up another date.
I did.
This week to help, like,
well, because I think it's super important to, I'm really trying to not put all my eggs in a basket.
Yeah.
And to like pace myself, which again, God is doing a wonderful job, the universe, by saying, we're going to make you take it super slow.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I just kind of realized, but again, when he was gone, I have been sexually sidelined. So it's not like I can.
It's not like you've been making that choice.
No. And I was sick. Like I was recovering, but there was just a day that I noticed like I wasn't going on any apps anymore. I literally was just texting him.
Yeah.
And I thought, how great, because he's my boyfriend. And then I went,
whoa.
mean, that's what it feels like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, uh-oh. And yeah, I mean, because I've got to figure it out. Like, we don't know each other that well yet. We've only hung out three times. There's obviously some really great things. But I'm like, there's a lot I've got to... I don't know. I'm panicked.
You're panicked. But because you did catch yourself.
Yeah.
And you are going to go on a date with someone else this week as well.
Yeah.
Which I think is so good, right?
I think it's good too, because again, it's like, if anything, sometimes when you're dating, when you are maybe starting to like someone, anybody else, you're like, yeah, I do really like that person. Like,
yeah,
it's not that person that I wish I were hanging out with.
Yeah.
Or it's, wow, this feels easier and better. Like,
yeah,
it's always kind of nice to do. And, you know, when I did read the book Attached, and I think that I've obviously like gone more to secure. But I think when I'm stressed or anxious, I do go more to the anxious attachment style. And they always recommend for anxious to continue dating so that you're not
attaching.
You know,
yeah.
Attaching immediately.
Yeah.
So.
And I will say that when we were hanging out last week or whenever, and you were texting him.
Absolutely.
There was a nice little smile to your face.
Honestly, that's how I know I like somebody. Or honestly, I think in college, maybe it's just in college when I literally would date people I hated. Sometimes my phone would go off and I go, ugh. Like I would literally see a text and go, ugh. And
I think that's a big old sign to not
continue
dating that person or meeting up or whatever.
Or sometimes when you're like dating someone who's a little avoidant, like you get angry. So then you see their text and you're like, well,
finally.
Like, there's a lot of just like weird feelings behind it. But like I do really enjoy communicating with him. And then like, honestly, I do.
Just to let you all know that she does have a smile on her face and biting her lip, and she's just like, oh, how cute. Just as a visual.
Just as a vis. So I don't know. I mean, seen him in a long time, so I don't know.
Okay.
But I feel good about it. I feel really connected to him.
Okay.
That's what it is. Let's talk about you.
That. Yeah, I wish I had more to talk about. I don't. I did go. I met up with Lady Date yesterday.
Yes.
Which was so wonderful. She, if you recall, she lives in Connecticut. So it's hard. Like, obviously, we've talked on the phone and we've texted and whatever. Like, we're we're
old like chums. At this
old
point.
Chums. Absolutely. Yeah. So, but we had brunch because she happened to be in the city. And. It was just an absolute delight. And so it was just so fun just to kind of gab, you know, absolutely love. So, and of course, I haven't done anything else. I haven't been on that. There's the one guy that I keep like
avoiding
scheduling and unscheduling and rescheduling and unscheduling, whatever. Yeah. He did just text like, when are we going to meet up? So we'll see. But speaking of periods, I've had my period, which, as we know, we never know if it's going to happen. So
that was
kind of fun and exciting. So I said, why don't we let it have its due, you know, and just
To mix it up, you should use pads.
I was thinking about it.
I think it's fun.
This is me. It's not. But nonetheless, so I don't know. I mean, we'll see what this next week brings.
Yeah, you think know? You're going to... Are you feeling, like, flirty? Like, you might... Like, listen, spring has sprung. And
spring
I don't know.
Sprung.
For me, I'm always like, it's time to date.
Well, I feel like you say that all the time.
I do. I also love to date in the winter. But when
the flowers pop,
I'm like, let's go.
No, of course. Well, and we've had everyone's had crazy weather where it's like, wait, it's 40 degrees and now it's 80. But I think it'll be very good. I shockingly was very busy.
That is shocking.
It is shocking. So now I'm like, okay, let's get some things scheduled. Let's do. But I honestly, I've been so focused on tennis and like having fun with that. And like, we're starting Liana's program.
Yes, we are.
I did it a year ago. Yes. You've been doing it. And so I'm rejoining. And I love doing it with you.
I know. It's so fun because we really like, we've been getting back into the habit of, it's so nice to have like a buddy for support for like
anything,
working
really.
Out or eating well, any of that. Because honestly, we can also support each other the opposite way. So it's nice when we...
We definitely support each other the opposite way. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's good when we're like both, you know, doing something where it's like we're gonna feel good and focus and have a really, you know, beneficial summer.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited about that. So I do feel like there's a couple events and... activities and things happening this summer that I'm like, okay, let's get our shit together. Like mind, body, everything's coming together. So I feel like that's been so much. But yeah, I haven't been, you know, that's a lot of fun of the perimenopausal stage because it's like I haven't felt sexual. It's like it comes in such quick waves.
Yeah.
That it's so frustrating because it's like, because I don't have someone that's a fuck buddy that's close or something, you know? So it's like, I can feel excited and horny, but then I can't say come over, you know? So then that's why this dude that I've been talking to on and off for weeks, it's like, you know?
I know.
So I'm having a hard time with that because I'm like, yeah, sure, we can schedule then, but am I going to feel like I want to even look at you?
Even look in your direction. Well, I will say, Field, like, there are people, if you go on and it's, like, happening now, that, like, want to meet up whenever that now is.
I know, but then, you know.
But then,
that
requires
energy
and it's energy.
Ready.
And I mean, don't get me wrong, tonight I'm absolutely going to just be by myself and watching Married at First Sight in the dark.
I love that.
But if I weren't, maybe I'd be flirty.
Look at that. You got to save up your energy. You got two fun dates this week, one tomorrow.
The most fun dates with kissing, just kissing dates.
Girl, the tension is so exciting.
I love tension.
Well, then this is your week.
So sue me.
I don't want to.
Please don't.
I can't afford the legal fees.
No, me neither.
Well, before we go, I have a listicle.
And I have a wisticle.
A wisticle. Okay, so this, I pulled this up. I haven't thoroughly read it, so I'm so excited because I am 99% positive I do all of these things. The title of the article is Single People Need to Boycott These 5 Frustrating Dating Behaviors Immediately.
Okay, I'm excited.
We already know that I'm guilty.
I'm sure one of them is like no communication.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Number one, the waiting game. Okay. So when you first get someone's number, the first text is always nerve-wracking because you don't know how the person will respond to you.
Right.
Okay? 20 minutes later, finally, a reply comes through. Ugh. Chances are, blah, blah. So next time, if you're not sure what you should do, just ask yourself this. If you are interested in someone, would you find it annoying if they reply promptly to you and give you a call after a date? Or you're more than glad? On the other hand, if someone is actually turned off by this straightforward contact, then they're 100%. Likely not, right?
Yes.
Have you heard of the saying, don't play hard to get? No. Don't play hard to get. Be hard to get.
Oh.
Interesting. Instead of pretending to be busy, build a life of your own that you love so that dating is only part of your life and not everything. Well, we know that.
Okay, that's literally stunning.
I
100% agree.
Right? Okay, so number two, flakiness.
You freaking flake.
If this has anything to do with being late.
This is brave of you.
This is brave of me. Listen, this is who I am.
Yeah. You're bringing forward the news, whether, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm willing to, you know, put myself on the line there.
Yeah. So flakiness?
Yeah. So every, so it's essentially last minute canceling.
Absolutely.
Is what they're saying. If it's that you're not interested and you change your mind, then be honest to the other person about it. They might
Absolutely.
Be disappointed, but at least they know what's going on. They don't have to turn down other people or set time aside for you when you give them a no-show, which a no-show is insane. But
oh, my God. That's terrible.
Insane. But I think it's just more if you're interested but inherently flaky, you need to make more effort because the flakiness shows inconsideration and disrespect to other people's time and feelings.
Okay. Flaky, and I think that you can do that.
Flaky people. Oh, wait. Flaky people are unreliable. Unreliable people are undateable.
No. Okay. These are harsh words. And I'll say that you're not.
I'm not flaky.
You're not flaky with people you like. Literally, if you meet them one time and like them, you would. You
I'm
would not.
Communicating.
Exactly. Like, but I think it's just you getting there the first time. That's all
getting,
I think. And honestly, for everybody, that's hard because you're like, who even is this person?
Who's
and
this
then
person?
Once you meet them, you're like, okay, like
it's a human.
It's a
I
human
have,
with feelings, and I yeah. see them. I can poke them. Everything's in front of me.
Love to poke. Okay. and then number three,
okay.
last minute invites.
Oh.
I know that that's a tricky one. Because
I think it's tricky because I think before when I was, quote, playing the game, I'd be like, last minute, no. But I'm like, if I'm not doing anything and someone invites me last minute, like, cool, I'll go. I don't care if I like the person.
Yeah, this is
180. But not for the first hangout.
Not
Maybe
for
the first,
first
hangout. I don't even care. If he's coming to my neighborhood, fine.
Well, that's essential. We know that.
Yeah, we do know that.
Yeah. I think, yeah, that's a 180 from the way you used to be. You would be offended if someone asked for
I
a day off.
I would literally be offended.
Yeah.
But now, yeah, I'm very much like, why? Who cares? Like,
why not?
I mean, if I'm busy, then not sadly I'm busy. I wish I had known before. But if I'm not and I want to see the person, screw it.
Do it. Yeah. For the first time, it's hard to know that you want to see them.
Yes. But
right?
if you're
so
like, all right, it's like one of those things that if you're either out and have makeup on or even just feel that one time that you're feeling sexy, it's like, cool, actually, yeah, I'll meet
yeah.
up. I don't care.
I know. I do find it tricky, more tricky now, and it has not really happened that much, but it's hard to get going. And so
yeah.
it's like, if I'm not already, let's say an audition or I went somewhere, whatever, and already had like bathed and, you know, put on some makeup, even just a little.
Yeah.
That's different, but I feel like even if I'm like, okay, settled in, I'm home for the night, and then it's I'm like, oh boy, that's a hard sell.
Yeah.
Unless I already know them and I'm like if you or someone was like, actually I was just at this thing and I'm in the neighborhood or whatever. But
yeah,
traveling is hard last minute.
I think so too.
Right?
Yeah.
This is, you know, this author is harsh. So I'll say last minute planning is inconsiderate and totally kills the exciting anticipation before the date.
Wait, what does that?
It's totally inconsiderate to ask
what is?
For last minute planning.
Oh, okay. That's what they're saying. Okay.
And kills, yeah. Instead, call or text to make a firm plan in advance and show up at the date with your best foot forward. You know, that reminds me of the, Sex and the City. It always goes back to Sex and the City. But the episode where she was so excited about date one with Berger.
Yeah.
And then she was like, just saw him. And then it was like, actually, let's just go to the movie now. Like, it just.
Yeah.
There is a playfulness and the spontaneity of it is refreshing.
Absolutely attractive. Yeah.
But again, you both got to be in a place where it's like, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, totally.
That's tricky. I'd love to have that option. Okay. Number four, saying empty words like we must meet up soon. Let's hang next
stupid.
Week. I feel like that's my God. We should go to that together. That's a big one. That we should do that or we should.
Right. Yeah.
That one is a tricky. I know people might mean it when they say it, but later change their mind for whatever reason. But I also know there are people who say it for the sake of saying it without any intention to follow through.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think whenever somebody says that to me, I always respond with, don't make promises you can't keep.
Yeah.
Which I think is fun and flirty, but also is me saying, literally, don't say things you don't mean.
Yeah.
Also, I think that sometimes you are just trying to put your best foot forward. And in a way, you're saying like, oh, if things keep going well or blah, 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 we could do that together.
Right.
But obviously, if they don't, I will be doing it alone.
Right. I'm not waiting for you. And because I am nothing but a walking reference.
Absolutely.
There's a reference to a Friends episode. And I think I had posted this on our Instagram forever ago when Chandler went on a date with Rachel's boss. And then at the end of the date, he was like, well, this was fun. We should do it again sometime. You know, bye. Yeah. And so it's like, no, that just means you're not going to see each other. Like it, you know, it's that same empty.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can get a third TV show in here today. Okay. Now, this one is scary. Number 5, the missing in action or disappearing act.
Yeah.
Oh. That's not me at all. Again.
Well, not even, because that would mean that you'd have to meet them.
I know, that's a problem. But I think that there's, well, the disappearing act, I mean, that's kind of like ghosting if you're actually, if you've seen the person. But
right.
I think of like also the missing in action or the disappearing act can happen even before you meet up, right? Like when you're communication. Because I'm not going to lie, I kind of was doing that to this guy I've been on and off with.
Yeah.
You know?
It's the same thing about not having honest communication, because sometimes people disappear because they just don't want to tell you that they weren't really that interested.
Yeah.
So it's a slow fade. I used to do that too.
No, for sure. I also, it's like I also have that, I retreat and I don't respond to people for a while in general, even loved ones. So it is like, if that's happening, I don't know. It's like I try to have a little allowance for that, but then I don't know. It's like they could be going through shit. Who knows?
Yeah, but then they can communicate that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what's so funny is if someone just says like, hey, sir, I'm having a bad week. I'll reach out next week. I'm like, oh my God, have a bad week. Have a great week. Thank you so much.
Have
like, I don't care. But you know, if they want to have a bad week, have a bad week.
If they want to, yeah.
But I'm saying like, it's nice to just communicate what's ever happening. And then most of the time the person's going to respect it. But if you don't communicate it, then you're just leaving the person wondering and hopefully not wondering what did I do wrong? But that's what tends to happen.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah. It's really fun.
All right. Well, I'll do all these things this next week.
Great.
I'm excited about it.
I'll be openly bleeding.
That's
Thank
sweet.
You.
All over the legs.
That's right.
All right. In the meantime, the question remains, do we think that love is out there? I don't think we know.
But maybe it's taking your time getting there.
We've taken a long time.
How much longer, really?